All right, I think it's time to kick off. So welcome everyone, and thank you for joining our webinar to introduce the Integrity 360 SME Partner Program, a cybersecurity growth playbook for MSPs and resellers. Thank you so much for joining us today. And just to introduce who's going to be speaking today. Introducing myself first, my name is Brian Martin. I'm Director of Product Management at Integrity 360. So my role is to manage and oversee the portfolio of solutions and services that we offer in the market. I'm delighted today to be joined by Dennis Fry, who is Global Account Director with Integrity 360. Dennis has 2 decades in the cybersecurity industry and has held leadership roles across operations, account management, and partnership sales at Integrity 360. Dennis specializes in cloud computing, risk management, and building high-performing teams that drive customer success. Before we get into Dennis's introduction, I just want to flag that today's webinar is being recorded for anyone who may be interested in reviewing later. Also, you'll see below there's a Q&A function throughout, so please use that to ask any questions throughout, and we will address them during the Q&A function at the end. There's also an option to look at translated captions, so you can look at that caption option at the bottom of your screen. And now I'd like to hand over to Dennis Fry for his introduction.
Brilliant. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for that. Yeah, I think thanks for everyone for joining. Well done. We made it to Friday. Another week in the behind us. And again, I think we're heading to the end of February, so we're well into almost the end of the quarter. So the year is getting away from us, but I thought before we kick off and maybe just paint the picture as to what we've I guess the reason why we're here, but also understanding why we're here and just looking at the market research and what companies and vendors that we actually do business with on a daily basis. And this is based according to their research they've done in the market. And I'm talking like vendors like Sophos and cyber assessments. They've looked at this and they've actually ranked these kind of headaches that resellers face on a daily basis. And I'm sure that most of us looking at this could identify a few of them. And this is ranked in order from 1 to 8. But I mean, I'm just going into the next slide. If I took this from a different perspective and I looked at trying to group these together, I mean, I'm grouping these according to and people, systems, the offering, the value proposition that resellers position themselves in the market. And a lot of these are kind of repeating themselves or can be very easily placed into very specific groups. And I think if I'm looking at this and I'm looking at what Integrity 360 is bringing into the market, I think we're giving and helping partners with some of the headaches that they're facing in these areas. And specifically, I'm not saying we can deal with all of these, but if I look at things under people, that's where our strength is. And Brian's going to go take us through the slides around why we've put these offerings together and why we specifically built this for the SME market for MSPs in the UK. We know that the skill shortage in people and something we'll be able to really bring in, bring together and help any frustrations or shortage on that area. And again, I think the thing that really probably surprised me the most is these frustrations really is where the SME budget is actually ranked number 8, which means that if the focus is more on the other areas where Integrity could be adding value, I think that, again, the SME budget sensitivity is surprisingly the lowest ranked frustration when it comes to resellers' headaches. So, Vanya, if you could just take me to the final slide and I'll hand over to you. It is really probably just recapping as to why we're here today and the agenda. And again, the areas that we're going to show where Integrity 360 has built this portfolio of service offerings to specifically partners such as yourselves dealing in the SME space. and what we can help and how and services and solutions that we're going to be able to help offer to the market and vendors such as yourselves. So yeah, I'm going to hand up next to Brian to take us through the full offering.
Thank you, Dennis. So what I'm going to do is talk a bit, first of all, about the program and how it works. And then secondly, give an overview of the portfolio that's on offer within the program as well. And then, as I said earlier, then we'll have a time for Q&A at the end. Just setting the stage for, well, who is Integrity 360? So Integrity 360 is a leading EMEA and, due to a recent addition, cross-Atlantic cybersecurity services leader. So as Dennis mentioned, we now have a significant presence across many markets, but quite a significant presence in the UK where this program is launching. So up to just shy of 800 employees across the group with the vast majority of those cybersecurity specialists and experts working across 15 EMEA territories. And we have the approach of a global SOC, but located across six different locations. We're an end-to-end cybersecurity focused company. That's cybersecurity is all we do. So we like to double down and specialize in all aspects and be an end-to-end cybersecurity provider for our customers. We're also recognized in six Gartner market guides, all relating to all the main market guides that Gartner have relating to cybersecurity services, and we're in those as well. So why sell Integrity 360 services to your customers? Well, first of all, you can be sure that the services are being delivered from an organization that is a leader in the market, where you are one of the largest now across EMEA. And with the depth and breadth of skills we have and capabilities, and the amount of referenceable kind of customers that we're serving, both in in the small end of the market, right up to enterprise and public sector as well, you can be sure that you're getting the best quality partner services being delivered to your end clients. Probably the most important thing commercially, that by partnering with us for these services, that can deliver immediate margin and revenue growth. Security is a high demand category, and reselling our portfolio specifically created for this program creates a new revenue stream and can scale your profitability by adding that on to some of the existing products and services you're already selling. It provides expanded service opportunities, driving additional projects and managed services that can unlock upsell potential. Very often, security can actually drive other requirements across the IT and networking environment, which can also drive additional opportunities for yourselves. And it can easily fill out the portfolio then, because we only focus on security. You can add this depth of security capability and offerings without worrying about competing with your core services that you're already delivering or somehow diluting your brand as well. So what is the portfolio that we are bringing to market here? So when we look at the SME market, then we see that certain aspects of security that every organization needs to take care of to be secure. First of all, we advocate complying with best practices. So rather than starting from scratch, wondering, as an SME, what things should I be doing to make myself secure? We say, well, a lot of people have put a lot of experts have put a lot of time and energy into defining what are the best practices and tailored to the type of organization that your end customer might be. So we have services to help customers adhere and build towards adhering to those best practices and in a way that helps them secure themselves in a way that's structured and that is backed up by by research and by leading thinking in the market. So we'll get into all of these in a bit more detail throughout the presentation. Second is like most organizations have a network of some type, whether it be a local area network, wide area networking, network, accessing the internet. There's a whole range of networking that organizations have in place. So we have, so securing your network is crucially important. But equally, endpoints are a big target of threat actors now, whether those be user devices or server infrastructure. So securing endpoints is also critical for SMEs. And with the best will in the world, we all know that cybersecurity incidents and breaches are not a case of if, but rather when they're going to occur, even with the most stringent security-focused organizations do tend to get breached at some point, sooner or later. So the ability to respond to incidents quickly and contain the incidents rapidly is a very important factor in terms of mitigating risk and damage to your organization. So again, responding to incidents is a crucial thing that SME need to consider. Identifying exposures. So where do I have vulnerabilities or exposures that could be exploited by threat actors is another crucial thing to take care of. And then finally, you often hear the expression that humans are the weakest link in security, but we like to think of it as they're also your first line of defense. So securing your people and having a way to make sure that they're up to date and trained and aware and enabled from a security perspective is also crucial. So this is how we've packaged up the different services that we can offer to sell, to help, you sell these services to your customers. So we actually have two options in the program. So if you sign up, you can avail of both of these options. The first option is a referral scheme. So that's where you do a once-off sales referral, and then we take the customer relationship for the purposes of the services that have been referred, and you as a partner can earn a once-off referral fee. And then the more in-depth arrangement as part of the program is the resell approach. And this is where you can earn recurring revenue potential. In this case, we bill you the partner, and then you own the end customer billing relationship. And then you as a partner earn a discount off our what we already have as quite competitive recommended retail prices for the end customer, and we offer a discount off that to you, so then you can make your margin in that space between the retail price and basically the partner or the wholesale price that you buy from us. You don't have to pick one or the other of these approaches, so both selling options are available, and you can do that on an opportunity basis, customer basis, or a service basis, depending on both your and the customer preference. So you can mix and match as you see fit. So just going on to the detail of the approach. So we have two levels of partner. We have a standard and we have premium, just to provide a added benefit for partners who buy into the program and who support it in earnest and take it to their customer base. Then once you get above 50K of annual contract value in services revenue in the trailing 12 months, then you move from standard up to premium. So as you can see there, from a referral perspective, you can earn 7.5% as a standard partner and then up to 10% as a resale partner. And on the resale approach, it's a 15% of the retail price for resale and then 20% for the premium partners. And just to mention, like, we don't dictate what price you sell at. So if you see the opportunity, depending on the circumstances, depending on the competitive situation, then you have the price that you buy from us, and then you're free to set your end customer price as you see fit. Okay, so then going through the different solutions we have. One of, we've been talking to some of our partners in recent weeks about this program, and some of the feedback has been very positive, particularly around a few of the service areas that I've mentioned, one being identifying exposures. So first of all, why do cybersecurity testing? What is that all about? Well, if you look at the number of vulnerabilities identified by year in recent years, what you can see is the number of new vulnerabilities being disclosed every year in software, in appliances, by different vendors, but different types of infrastructure is accelerating almost exponentially year on year. And you can see the numbers there. So last year we had a 20% increase on the prior year. Up to, in excess of 48,000 new vulnerabilities being published. And there's a massive attack surface there that has expanded in recent years due to remote and hybrid working, on-premise, private cloud, public cloud, infrastructure as a service, and SaaS applications, mobile, data everywhere, and OT and IoT infrastructure, and all sorts of different identities, up to and including machine identities. So really, there's a massive attack surfaces that the threat actors are going after. And it's really good practice to make sure that you're regularly testing your exposure and vulnerability to exploits by the bad actors. And that's mandated by pretty much all of the standards and frameworks and regulations that you see out there. And there's a good reason for that. It's because if you're not testing and finding these exploitable vulnerabilities and exposures before the threat actors do, then you're leaving yourself wide open to attack. And what attackers do is they tend to chain exposures to build their attack paths. So they might look for leaked credentials, or they might look for a vulnerability and gain initial access, but then they're looking to move laterally within the organization, maybe exploit other internal vulnerabilities, maybe use a combination of phishing and privilege escalation to ultimately get to their target, which could be to, whatever your sensitive data is, the crown jewels within the organization. To either, in the case of ransomware, it could be to encrypt that data for ransom, or to exfiltrate it, also to sell that data, or to extort a ransom in order for it not to be leaked. So cybersecurity testing enables organizations to understand their exposure, not just externally, but across the full attack path and how those can be addressed. So there's loads of benefits from testing. You get a much better understanding of the attack surface, improved knowledge of the threats and how to mitigate them, which particular vulnerabilities and exposures to prioritize to remediate, because very often it's very hard to know which ones to do that, to focus on. Improved awareness around security, validating your cybersecurity controls, finding those weaknesses before the adversaries do, complying with the standards where that's applicable, and ultimately, if you're testing your environment, finding these issues from a trusted third party, that will reduce your risk to cyber incidents and cyber breaches, and ultimately give you a degree of peace of mind. Okay, so moving on then to the list pricing of the different packages that we have. Just checking, can anybody else hear music, or is it just me?
No, Brian, I'm not hearing any music on my end.
Okay, perfect. No problem. So on the penetration packages, we can offer external infrastructure penetration tests. So those are tests from the outside that are testing your externally facing network. So in this initial package, we can include up to 14 external live IPs, which is usually more than enough for most SMEs, unless they've got some unique requirements. Also to mention on our penetration testing, all of our solutions, all of our reporting, all of our findings are available through a portal, which you and the customer can log into and see the live findings as they are being published, and up to and including all of the reporting at the end. So we don't just deliver a single PDF report at the end. This is a SAS-based interface to gain access to all of the information around the findings. Dashboards are made available, and customer will get access to this for 12 months from the date of the original test. And then the other thing to mention is that if they get multiple tests over time, then they'll also see trends over time, the risk reduction, up to and including, which findings have been remediated and things like that. So it's a very holistic and dynamic reporting capability that comes with the service. It's also possible to add on external web application testing. Probably the two things that the most things that most people buy is the external infrastructure testing, which is your externally public-facing infrastructure, your network devices and things like that. And then also internal infrastructure penetration testing, because you don't just want to prevent, test the prevention of getting people getting into your network, but also if someone does get in, you don't want them to be able to move around laterally, like I talked about earlier about the chaining of exposures. So it's best practice to also be testing your internal infrastructure. And then the third really common thing is many organizations have applications. They publish web applications both internally and externally. And even just in the simplest form, an organization might have a website and want to make sure that that's secure and can't be breached or defaced. But also many websites also are in fact web applications that have functionality that different types of users can log into. So again, we can do the web application testing on behalf of the customer there. We've got a package for that. And also many organizations are using Microsoft. They are using Microsoft 365. They have Entra ID. And so we can do a security review of all of that. Again, we have a test for that. And we have a much wider portfolio in this practice as well. So we can offer additional custom scope, which is priced on a time and materials basis. But again, we offer the same partner discount off the recommended competitive SME rate that we offer in the market. So there's space there for custom packages as well. So think of this as the way to get a trusted third party to test the security of your customer's environment, whether externally facing, internal, web applications, Microsoft 365 Cloud Review, or any additional scope that they might want to have tested. And we can do this type of testing across network infrastructure, across wireless infrastructure, across IoT devices, and any other type of infrastructure the customer might have. The next kind of very popular offering that we have in the market is incident response retainer services. So this is the ability to contain incidents quickly and to guarantee access to experienced analysts, incident response analysts, 24 by 7 all year round. And re the really important thing about incident response retainer is that all of the contractuals, the pricing, the terms and conditions, everything else is all taken care of in advance as part of onboarding into the retainer service. And the last thing that you want to be doing when your house is on fire is to be shopping around, finding pricing, reviewing legal terms and conditions, because that just takes an awful lot of time. In most cases, we have a 2-hour SLA 24 by 7. In reality, the customer calls in to our 24 by 7 service desk, gets somebody, a human, straight away to talk to, and then we call out the incident response analyst, and typically they're on with the customer within 5 minutes. And so that's typically how it works. So you don't want to be having to do any due diligence around the provider or the commercials or the contractual side during an incident, because we all know that the quicker that you can contain an incident, the faster that can be, the more that the damage can be limited. So the quicker you respond, the better. And that's why having the retainer is really a great way to make sure that you're actually responding, containing the incident as quickly as possible. So we have 10-hour block, 20-hour block, 40-hour block. So you can pre, you know, the customer can pre-buy a block of hours in advance. And like the lower, like the 10 and 20 hours, is particularly designed for smaller customers that perhaps have a lower budget availability. But then if they need more hours during the incident, then they can add that. They can just buy additional blocks of hours, during the incident in order to top up what they need, or throughout the year if they've exhausted their balance in advance. We also have available an incident response preparedness assessment. So if an organization isn't sure about how ready they are to deal with an incident, then we can do a review, and we will go in and we will look at their incident response processes and documentation. We'll run a workshop. We look at their scenarios, their escalation matrix, their crisis communication setup, everything that is needed to be able to smoothly respond to an incident within the organization, and provide a readout, detailed and also executive level, in order to help the customer understand what gaps they have to fill in terms of being ready to deal with incidents as well. The next area of the portfolio is complying with best practices. So we have a Cyber Essentials certification service. So in the UK, the government and the NCSC recommend strongly that organizations certify themselves against cyber essentials. In some case, a lot of public sector organizations mandate their suppliers to have cyber essentials or cyber essentials plus. So what this service does is it actually takes you on the journey from initial gap assessment right up to and including certification, including bringing in the external auditor for getting the certification for cyber essentials plus. So you can see here all of the different steps along the way, and we have different pricing depending on the size of the organization, and up to and including the certification fee itself. So that's just a really cost-effective way to take a customer through that process of getting certified for cyber essentials. We also have a more in-depth cybersecurity maturity assessment service called CMA 360, or Cyber Maturity Assessment 360. And this is our own in-house security maturity assessment framework, which is directly aligned with the NIST cybersecurity framework and ISO 27000 and other sources of best practices, to bring together a single cost-effective, robust, reliable, and repeatable way to evaluate an organization's security posture, and allow the organization to build a customized cybersecurity strategy. So again, we've got pricing for, organizations up to 50 employees, and then a second tier up to 250. And we assess the current security posture. We do a strategic risk-based approach, and really what it helps, we look across governance, asset management, awareness training, risk management, supply chain risk management, their cybersecurity processes and tooling, data protection, the physical security, and so forth. And we deliver the overall maturity score, a report, executive summary, and a proposed remediation plan. So a very cost-effective way of doing it. If this can all be done remotely, but if there is a requirement for an on-site assessment to include that physical assessment as well, there is an add-on to include that as well, but it's non-mandatory. We've also got a security manager as a service. Many SMEs don't have either the budget or even the necessity of a full-time security manager. So we can offer a fractional person who will act as the person who will lead the oversight of the security of the organization. There'll be a regular cadence of calls and progress tracking. supporting the prioritization of security initiatives, proposing solutions and services to enhance the security posture, and on-demand security advice as needed. So that'll just be like your security person who's acting on your behalf within the organization. So we've got two levels of service. One we call the security oversight services, which is a bit lighter, and that's where we go in usually about half a day per month just to track things and to manage it on an ongoing basis. And then we have a security manager as a service, which is a bit more in-depth, weekly calls, progress tracking, and usually takes about a day of effort per month. So the prerequisite of this is that there has been some assessment done, and there is the outline of a roadmap and a plan has been developed. So a prerequisite is that the customer must have either done the CMA 360 or some equivalent assessment, because obviously, if there is an initial review needed, an assessment needed, that needs to seed the activities and the oversight of this service. So this is like an add-on. Once you've done the initial assessment, that you can then don't just leave them on their own, but can actually help to guide them to bring them forward on their cybersecurity journey as well. Next up, we have the securing of endpoints, and we all know that endpoints are a huge target of threat actors. So we offer a managed endpoint detection and response service across a variety of best-in-class endpoint security technologies. You can see on the screen here the current vendor platforms that we support. And in this service, we offer full endpoint protection management, as well as the overlay of the management of the EDR platform and the overlay of the 24 by 7 SOC service. So we offer 24 by 7 management and monitoring, weekly and monthly reporting, response and resolution SLAs on the platform, system availability, remote malware cleanup, any upgrades that might be required for console and client upgrades, online ticketing, reporting portal, support for next generation antivirus, anti-spam, anti-spyware, device control, application control features, full configuration and support for EDR functionality, support alert monitoring, triage, notification, and investigation, standard agreed containment response on the endpoint. And we will offer both annualized billing or monthly direct debit billing available for 3-year contracts as well. So as you can see here, we've redacted the pricing here and in all of these presentations. But if anyone wants to proceed to go to discuss onboarding into the program, then of course we'll share the more detailed pricing at that stage. Next is secure networks. So again, I mentioned that most organizations have some form of network, even if it's a single branch accessing the internet, or maybe multiple branches all communicating with one another. So we offer a managed next generation firewall service where we offer 24, again, 24 by 7 service desk, standard SLA, configuration, backup and management, system upgrades and patching, platform monitoring, next generation firewall feature support, and overall service governance. So again, we can offer the no onboarding cost and monthly billing for longer term contracts. And we offer individual unit pricing, but also discounts for volume and for multi-year contracts. And you can see on the screen the supported vendors and technologies that we're currently supporting. And then finally, securing the people. Again, our people are the first line of defense. So we offer a managed security awareness service, which has a number of benefits for the end customer. Some customers, some organizations are happy to manage this themselves. However, sometimes this is the type of activity that tends to fall between the cracks. It's never quite clear who should run the service. This service, should it be someone in the security department? Many SMEs don't have a security department. Should it be someone in IT? Should it be someone somewhere else in the organization? So the service benefits here is that we can take off that off the hands of the organization. And very often, if it's unclear or it's given to some an already busy person to do on top of 20 other jobs, then it generally doesn't get done as well as it really should. So ultimately, this service will result in improving the security culture of the client organization, behaviors, the engagement, reduce the risk of breach. It'll offload effort from security and IT teams from doing this themselves, and enables the consistent application of best practices, because obviously we're doing this as a delivered service, so we'll do all of the right things in the right cadence and frequency. We'll make sure that the content is all refreshed and up to date on a continuous basis. We will do the risk profiling and targeted training. As we all know, the risk isn't uniformly distributed across all individuals within the organization. So by being able to profile, the risky users and the risky departments and the risky functional areas within the organization, you can address those areas in a more targeted manner and provide that visibility and reporting and ongoing, improvement in the risk profile over time that you should be achieving, as well as reporting around meeting the compliance requirements, which is often the case in this space. And if you look at the key platforms that we support here, then these are, some of the leading platforms in the market. And as well as managing the platform, doing the integration into AD or the identity environment of the client organization in order to, reduce that friction, if you like. We do a baseline phishing assessment just to see what is the current state of play. And then we'll agree that both the testing cadence of the phishing simulations and the testing and to understand the risk profile, but then also the training, the content, and the cadence and the triggers for that training, whether it be initial compliance training for new starters or the ongoing cadence of the training on the back of the testing that's been done. So again, we've got pricing for different size of organizations and also different single or multi-year terms as well. So that's it in summary for the key focus areas where we are offering different compelling services within the program, the reseller program. So hope that's been of interest, and yeah, that some of that resonates with you when you're talking to your customers around their security needs. And with that, I'll bring it back to Dennis to take us through some of the questions. Hopefully, a few questions have come in while I've been presenting.
Yeah. So not much services recovering there, Brian. No, I think I think it's nice detailed portfolio, and I think we are definitely hitting areas where there's a need. Definitely gaps. Again, just going back to skill shortages and trying to ramp up teams to be able to deliver on certain projects with a partner or end customer can prove difficult and financially costly. Well, costly in that sense. But yes, there are some questions that's popped into the chat. If we look at maybe the first one, I think maybe in order of maybe some of the pen testing. There's a question in regards to pen testing is mandated by frameworks like ISO 2001 and Cyber Essentials. How does a partner position a pen test to an SME that doesn't yet have a compliance requirement? And is there a question, is there a light kind of version of that?
Yeah, that's a good question. In reality, actually, if you take Cyber Essentials, for example, which is almost like a baseline standard within the UK, it has one of the key aspects of Cyber Essentials is actually doing a pen test as part of that process, understanding what your critical vulnerabilities are and remediating them. So it's actually ingrained in it. And actually that is a quite a lightweight process. It's not very costly. So in itself, it's actually, I would be advising the clients to actually, if they haven't done Cyber Essentials, that's actually a lightweight entry point into getting something like that done. We do have other
Okay.
services. I didn't list them on the slide there, but I would say at a bare minimum, a external pen test of, your externally facing environment is a very good starting point. It's very light. It doesn't take a lot of effort, and within, like, I think it's, I can't remember exact effort, but it's that's within it's like a day, 1 to 2 days of effort. You can do a, quite a comprehensive external facing penetration test, and I think
Right.
that's a very good
Okay.
starting point. Also, we do have other services that are a bit lighter. So we have a vulnerability scanning and assessment service. So if you don't want to do the full pen test, you can get a vulnerability scanning, which is a bit lighter. The thing about a vulnerability assessment is that the difference between them is you will get a list of, what your vulnerabilities are and their criticality and recommended remediation. However, the critical difference between a vulnerability scan and assessment and a penetration test is penetration test does all of the vulnerability scanning, but then it also tests whether those vulnerabilities are actually exploitable or not, and will validate those vulnerabilities. So it's a much more, for not a lot more cost or effort, it will actually validate the exploitability in the real world of those, and will give you a much more focused insight into what you critically do need to fix. So you might find from a you pay a little bit less, but then you might be left with
Yeah.
a bigger question about, well, of this longer list of things, which ones really should I focus on? So I would strongly recommend, actually, these aren't massive investments anyway. So I think starting with an external network penetration test is a great start.
Okay. No, that's brilliant. And then I think just leading on to that, I think like I said, it's a low investment, and I think what we're finding with some of our partners is they're using Integrity 360 as their first test, right? So, to see how good of a service delivery we're going to be able to, what kind of partner we're going to be to them. So what better way than just to use us in a pen test that comes up low risk, low cost, but shows the kind of delivery we're able to provide.
Yeah, exactly. And as well, as I mentioned on the earlier when I was going through it, that any customer that takes any of these penetration test services gains access to our portal, which they gain access to for 12 months, where they can see all their findings, they can see the reporting, and so that's a good way to just get a sense of, yeah, the quality and the depth of the findings and the reporting that the service delivers.
Okay, brilliant. I think this leads on to the next question because I can maybe it kind of leads on to from more on the pen testing, but it kind of the incident response preparedness assessment and incident response retainer packages are listed together. Question is, should partners be leading with assessment first as a door opener conversation, and does that assessment typically convert into kind of retainer?
Yeah, that's a good question. What we've found actually is that most organizations, and I would say the vast majority of SMEs, should have an incident response retainer with somebody. We all know that, that we need to rapidly analyze and contain incidents, breaches when they happen. And by not doing so, the damage can usually be far, far worse. And most SMEs will not have the in-house capability to do the in-depth diagnostics, so forensics, that are needed. We've got a crack team of incident response analysts. They're probably our most praised team within our entire business. Their NPS scores are off the charts. They're like 80 plus. People know NPS. That's like practically unheard of to get in the high 80s. And it's because when you're in a crisis, someone who's who knows you know, has the right tools, the right expertise, but also to be that support is so crucial during an incident. And we've had many cases where a customer didn't have this capability, didn't have this. We do offer an emergency version of it as well, where we even if the customer doesn't have a retainer, obviously we look after and prioritize our retainer customers because they paid up front for their service level agreement, etc. But we will obviously endeavor to help on an emergency basis. And what we find is many of those customers only realize when an incident happens that they just don't have the ability to know how to respond. So I would say that that it's perfectly legitimate to actually approach all your customers and say, do you know how you would deal with an incident, a cybersecurity incident, should it occur, and test out if they've got a retainer in place for that support in a crisis. And then as part of that conversation, say, well, there is a wider, there is a wider concern, which is that, yeah, you might have a technical support there, but who's responsible for, managing an incident from your internal perspective? Who's what's the chain of command? How will you communicate if all your systems are down? How are you going to communicate with your customers? How are you, what are your legal reporting requirements? What, how is the team going to collaborate to what's our policy around, switching off systems, to isolate infecting of other systems that might be in the network. So if you haven't thought all this through, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So I would lead with the conversation around, have you got the right supports in place to deal with an incident, and then use that as a mechanism to position both the retainer and also the preparedness assessment if it turns out that actually they haven't really put a lot of thought into that as well.
No, I think you're giving a lot there to think about, right? It goes back into maybe a lot of those headaches that we mentioned at the beginning of the deck, where compliance was one of them, and staying up to date with what's happening in the market and making sure that you're, compliant to those new legislations being pushed on, pushed down. So yeah, lots to think about. The last question. Partners, okay, so yeah, so not requiring resellers to build internal security expertise. So what does the actual enablement look like? If the person is looking to understand what our sales support, our technical pre-sales and post-sales delivering responsibilities are.
Sure thing, yeah. So we have a dedicated team to support this partner program and channel. So they're available to support on opportunities or to help explain the different offerings both to your internal teams and to end customers should they be needed. They also are able to bring in our more more technical pre-sales team as well, should those be needed. So we will treat any supporting opportunities around this program will be treated the same as if we had developed our own direct opportunities. So if there's a technical pre-sales needed to help provide additional support during the opportunity process, then we can the dedicated partner account team can bring those people in to support opportunities as well. And then during post sales, then it depends on the one which of the two options that the particular engagement is around. So we've got the referral model. So in the referral model, then all of the post sale support is direct from us to the end customer. So that is as intuitively obvious, because it's a referral and then we take it from there. But if it's the resale model, then obviously the relationship for this direct relations for the service is primarily from the partner. However, we don't expect you to become, cybersecurity experts and to deliver the actual service. So we will provide all the support to you, as needed throughout the service delivery process, in order so we would ask that the partner fronts the initial, is the primary relationship holder, if you like,
Yeah,
with the end
absolutely.
customer. But then we'll be there in the background, either supporting indirectly, or if you need us to come on to co-support during the service delivery process, then we can do that. So it's really which way you prefer to do it, and is needed based on the individual circumstance.
Perfect. Yeah, so I mean, it really is about what the end customer and the partner's requirements are and what they're asking from us. But either way, we are adaptable to what they need.
Exactly, yeah.
Perfect, great. And I mean, we've got the account management team, your channel representatives available. Obviously, if your partners have questions, please reach out to them. They're happy, obviously, go and source and find the right answers for you. So yeah, they are there available and helping you to deal with any questions, opportunities, any support that we can provide. I think that is it, Brian, on my side. No other questions has popped out. Not sure if there's anything else that you would like to add before we close off.
No, I think that's great, Dennis. Maybe just to summarize for everyone listening is that if anything has piqued their interest in terms of I'd like to know more or I'd like to explore joining the reseller program, like who should they actually contact or how should they get in touch to take the next step?
Yeah, I mean, all the everyone on the call will be reached out and contacted by the account managers. So be them Ben Parker or Hamish Hobhouse or even myself directly. We will be sharing the slide deck and the recording out, making that accessible to everybody as well. So they're more than welcome to then share that out to the wider audience, whoever they need to send it out to.
Okay, brilliant. That's great. Well,
Cool.
listen, thanks a million, Dennis, and thanks everyone for joining. And we look forward to following up with many of you to take this program forward. So looking forward to hopefully a lot of mutual success in the future.
Yes, and Brian, thanks very much for the presentation. I know that you do a lot of work with the product development around our offerings and Integrity 360. So I know a lot of work has gone into putting this together, so much appreciated. And I know it'll be a success. It's the framework is there. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a million.
Chat
Have a great
soon.
Friday. Bye now.
Bye bye.